Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Power Agent Spotlight, a special edition of the Power Is Now online radio. My name is Eric Lawrence Frazier. Thank you for joining us today online and on the telephone. It's another beautiful day in Southern California and a great day to talk about real estate with Zaretha Thompson. I'm excited about this interview and the great things we're going to learn from her today. Please let your friends know the Power Is Now is live on the radio right now. Today's show is being sponsored by Prime Lending, a Plains Capital Bank. Folks, I'm a production manager for Prime Lending. I want to encourage you to contact me if I can assist you with any of your financial needs. You can reach me at eric.frazier@primelending.com or by phone at 800-261-1634. Prime Lending is a nationwide bank. Go to primelending.com and locate a mortgage consultant in your area and let them know that Eric Frazier at The Power Is Now sent you. Thank you. Well, we're just a few minutes away to start the interview with Zaretha Thompson. Please tell friends that if they want to know about a very successful agent and how she is making it happen, they should join The Power Is Now right now, online or by telephone. For those of you who are new to The Power Is Now online radio, the name and slogan, The Power Is Now, suggests that we maximize our potential for success in business and life when we act on information and opportunities now. The present is our future, because the future is only a reflection of past decisions to act now. And what that means is that we are at our best. We maximize our success when we act now. That's our slogan and theme of The Power Is Now. Power Is Now online radio network, from which a series of teleconferences are created to empower, inspire, and educate consumers and real estate professionals about changes in the world of real estate, banking, finance, marketing, economics, government, and anything else that can give real estate professionals and consumers the tools they need to be successful. For questions or comments about The Power Is Now, please email eric.frazier@thepowerisnow.com or contact me by telephone at 800-401-8994, extension 703. I appreciate the feedback and your suggested topics. If you're listening to the show for the first time, please go to thepowerisnow.com and like on us on Facebook. Become a member of the Power Is Now Network for free. And on the Power Is Now website and also on Blog Talk Radio, you can listen to past shows and take advantage of special discounts to products and services that can help you grow your business. There is value and membership is free. Over 89,000, in fact, as of today, 90,000 agents are downloading shows on The Power Is Now every single month. And so, folks, we encourage you to spread the word, because some great things are happening here on The Power Is Now. We're going to take a commercial break. This is our final call for listeners. Please reach out to someone in your office and let them know that they will not be disappointed when they listen to the show today. Call, text, email your friends and buddies in the business and let them know The Power Is Now is live on blogtalkradio.com/The Power Is Now and ThePowerIsNow.com. We'll be right back. Hello, everybody. This is Eric Frazier. I just want to take a minute to tell you about the great things that are happening on The Power Is Now. Did you know that The Power Is Now has programming that takes place every single day? That's right. Every single day, there's a show playing on The Power Is Now. And not just one show, but shows throughout the day, every single day. There's an 8 o'clock show and a 10 o'clock show. There's a 12 o'clock show, a 3 o'clock and a 5 o'clock show. We even have a 7 o'clock show every single day, folks. You can catch some great information right here on The Power Is Now. Just go to thepowerisnow.com and click under Live Show. You'll see whatever's playing at that time. You'll hear it right there on The Power Is Now. Whatever is playing throughout the day will be on the live show. And if there's a particular show you want to listen to, just go to the past shows or to the Power Agent Spotlight or the Real Estate Resource or The Power Is Now Breaking News. Folks, The Power Is Now is just jam-packed with great information for real estate professionals and consumers. And I want to encourage you to tune in every day and listen to all the shows. There are over 160 shows that have been recorded on The Power Is Now, all about real estate, empowering real estate agents with information, empowering consumers with information, information that is relevant, information that is current, information that they can use. The Power Is Now. Remember, we are at our best and we maximize our success when we act now. That's what The Power Is Now is all about. And that's why we have this information playing every single day on The Power Is Now radio. Please go to thepowerisnow.com and like on us. In fact, go to LinkedIn and connect with me, Eric Frazier, and The Power Is Now. We're also on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter. We're all over the social media. And of course, on Facebook, you could even listen to our podcast on Facebook, because we make sure that we notify those of you who are following us on Facebook every week with the upcoming shows. Well, that's it for now. We hope you'll continue to listen to The Power Is Now and tell others about it. Thank you for listening today on The Power Is Now. And we're back. For those of you who are just joining us, today is the Power Agent Spotlight. The Power Agent Spotlight is for real estate agents who stand out as the best of the best in the industry. These are real estate agents with years of experience and top performance. They have it all: professionalism, education, certifications, and results. In every industry, there are the leaders and the followers, the doers and the talkers, the winners and the losers, and the real estate industry is no different. The Power Agent Spotlight celebrates the excellence of real estate professionals whose performance and business excellence make them leaders and role models for all real estate agents everywhere. Once a month, I have been interviewing experienced agents who are very successful and do it all: REOs, short sales, standard sales, commercial real estate, and even business opportunities. Now, if you are new to the real estate game and you're already performing like a seasoned pro, I would like to hear from you as well. Exceptions will be made for extraordinary agents who are new to the business. Today, in the spotlight, we're going to hear how Zaretha got her start in real estate, the lessons she has learned, her triumphs and defeats, her tactics and strategies. We're going to hear about her journey in the real estate business and get some real advice on what it takes to make it to the top and to stay on top. So sit back and relax as we listen and learn from the best of the best in the business right here on The Power Is Now Online Radio, The Power Agent Spotlight. We'll be right back right after this commercial break. Hello, everybody. This is Eric Lawrence Frazier, host and executive producer of The Power Is Now Online Radio. Thank you for listening online and by telephone today to our program. In addition to being the host and executive producer of this show, I am also a mortgage banking professional, a production manager for Prime Lending, federal NMLS number 461807. I specialize in purchase transactions of all types. If you are a first-time home buyer or investor, I can help you. If you need an FHA, VA, or a conventional loan, or any of the three types of loans in connection with a down payment assistance program, I can help you. It doesn't matter, folks. I love working on purchase transactions. The more complicated they are, the more excited I get. If your client is not sure if they're ready to buy, or if they want to know what they need to do to get ready to buy, have them contact me if you are a real estate professional. Of course, if you are a buyer, a consumer, and you're looking to buy a home, please call me directly. I will be happy to give you great advice and instruction for free. It's what I do, and I love what I do. consider me on your next transaction because I am very serious, a highly educated mortgage banking professional with 31 years of frontline experience, folks. I have not been sitting in an ivory tower, but on the front line, working in the field, looking at transactions and solving every problem with loans that can develop on any transaction. If you are a buyer, thank you for listening to the Power Is Now online radio. If you need a trusted and experienced advisor, pick up the phone and call me or email me. My information is on thepowerisnow.com and thedoitnowteam.com. On thedoitnowteam.com, you can apply online to obtain a pre-approval for a home loan. And if you're not able to apply online, your application can be taken over the phone. And we are able to lend in most states, not all 50 states, but just about. If you need a real estate agent, please call me. Let me, as your trusted advisor, recommend someone that I know and have checked out and will endorse. I will make sure you are served properly, and I want to hear from you if they are not exceeding your expectations. Finally, folks, if you are a real estate professional, thank you also for listening to The Power Is Now. If every transaction is important to you and your reputation is important to you, then it is imperative that you put your transaction in the capable hands of an experienced mortgage banking professional. If not me, someone like me. If you have been around long enough, then you already know what I'm saying is true. It's not interest rates or fees or even the company, because they're all the same and very close to each other in both interest rates and costs. Today, it's about experience, education, and professionalism, and I think that he has given me all three. Please contact me here at The Power Is Now at 1-800-261-1634, extension 703, or by email at eric.frazier@thepowerisnow.com. If you need a pre-approval or to consult with me about a transaction, please email me or call me and put my 31 years of experience to work for you. Prime Lending, a nationwide bank. You can reach me directly at Prime Lending at 800-261-1634, extension 703. Again, my federal NMLS number is 461-807. If you are out of the area, go to primelending.com and locate a mortgage consultant in your area and tell them The Power Is Now sent you, or you can contact me because I can lend in most states. Thank you in advance for contacting me and considering me on your next transaction. Thank you for tuning in each week, every week, on The Power Is Now. Remember, the power is now. We are at our best, and we maximize our success when we act now. Act now and call me. And we're back. For those of you who are just joining us, welcome to the Power Agent Spotlight. Today on the line with us is Aretha Thompson. And before we engage her in a discussion about her career and business, let me share a little bit about her background. Aretha Thompson is the CEO and broker for Gorey and Thompson Real Estate, Inc., located in Sacramento, California. Aretha got her real estate license in 1990. She started her real estate career with Century 21, and it was there that she met her future business partner, Carolyn Jean Gorey. They teamed up to handle the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac REOs. They worked together so well that they decided to open their own company, Gorey and Thompson Real Estate, established in 1996. Unfortunately, Carolyn passed away 2 years after the company was formed. Aretha kept the name for its corporation, for the fact that it was well known, and as a tribute to her partner. Aretha has been handling REOs since the early 1990s. This is her second cycle of REOs. Aretha was the number one agent in closed transactions in 2011 and 2012 for Sacramento County. Aretha is the 2013 president of the Sacramento Realtors Association and was recently named 2012 Realtor of the Year. With the real estate environment constantly evolving, Aretha prides herself on staying adept with the various trends, keeping herself knowledgeable by attending many industry events, conferences, and meetings around the country. Zarita has obtained the following designations: CRS, CRB, ABR, ABRM, CDPE, CDSP, CREO, DMS, REO Specialist, RSS. Organizations that she belongs to are NAREB, N-A-R-E-B, N-R-B-A, ARIA, NAREP, Open Door Institute, N-A-W-R-B, and WINS. In her spare time, she loves to ride one of her Harley-Davidson motorcycles. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very happy to have on the line with us Zarita Thompson. Thank you, Zarita, for joining us today on The Power Is Now.
Thank you, Eric, for that wonderful introduction, and thank you for allowing me to be on the show. I feel very privileged and honored to be here.
Well, the privilege and the honor is all mine, Zarita. I am looking forward to our discussion, and I know that you're going to help a lot of people understand, you know, what they need to do in these very challenging times, very dynamic economic environment. And someone who has been at it for a while like you have and have been through some of the things you've done, I am confident you're going to help a lot of people today. So thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us today on the Power Agent Spotlight. And Zarita, you're not alone today. I am happy that we have some special guests with us to help me and to even help you as we talk about real estate and we talk about your experiences. On the phone with me today is Jennifer Rogers. Jennifer, thank you for being with us today on the Power Agent Spotlight. Please just share with our audience a little bit about your background before we begin our discussion with Zarita.
Thanks so much, Eric, for having me on your show. Similarly to Zarita, I feel absolutely honored to be here as normal with you. Again, my name's Jennifer Rogers. I'm the principal broker and CEO of J Associates Real Estate Brokers. Our specialism is residential properties, where for sale, for purchase, management, whether they're individual homes or up to four units. We operate in Orange County, especially in the areas Irvine and south towards the coast, mainly Seal Beach, Huntington Beach, Newport Beach, all the beaches down to San Clemente. I belong to my local board of realtors, the Orange County Association of Realtors, California, and the National Association, and of course to NAREB and the Orange County Realtors. I'm also the treasurer for the Women's Council of Realtors, and I also operate as the City of Laguna Hills liaison for the Orange County Association of Realtors Political Action Committee. I've been in the business in 12 years in Orange County and 17 years in Europe. So once again, Eric, for having me on your show.
Thank you, Jennifer, for joining us today on the Power Agent Spotlight. And folks, as you can see, Jennifer brings a wealth of experience, and I think she's going to add great value to our discussion today. Also, Zarita, we have on the line with us is Darren Johnson. And Darren, thank you also for taking time to join us today. Tell our audience a little bit about yourself and your company.
Well, thank you, Eric. It's a pleasure being back on your show. Again, my name is Darren Johnson. I am the broker owner of Johnson Premier Realty Company, formerly known as Johnson & Johnson Realty Company. I have two broker offices in two different states. One resides in the state of Michigan, just outside of the Detroit metropolitan area. The other resides in the Houston metropolitan area of Texas. I am also the co-founder of AAARB, African American Association of REO Brokers. I am also the chief financial officer of AAARB. I am a member of NAREP in the Detroit metropolitan area. I also am a little active in the Houston area with NAREP. I am a member of the Detroit Association of Realtors. I was a three-year director on the board. I helped spearhead the REO task force in the Detroit metropolitan area. I am also a member of the Open Door Institute to help brokers. I am currently one of the lead committee members in the Open Door Institute, and I am very excited to be back on your show here. It's always a pleasure. I always learn a lot and enjoy just speaking with you and your guests.
Well, thank you, Darren, for joining us today on The Power Is Now, and I, too, am excited about learning more about Zarita Thompson. Well, folks, there you have it. Our guest, our co-host, we're ready to get this show on the road. Now, Zarita, one of the traditions on The Power Is Now is to ask all of our guests, what does the phrase, the power is now, mean to you? What does that mean to you in the context of who you are as a real estate professional? Let us know what it means to you today.
Well, Eric, the power is now. What it means to me is to be in the present, because especially in this ever-changing environment that we're in right now of real estate, where things are constantly changing, even on a daily basis, we can't dwell on what we've done in the past. We can't live in the past, but we have to live in the present. The power is now.
Zarita, I would completely agree with you. We have to be in the present. Things are changing rapidly, and we have to be ready to act. And you can't be acting now if you're not in the present now. Wouldn't you agree?
Correct.
Well, great power is now statement, and I'm looking forward to learning more about how you implement the power is now in your business. So, folks, we're going to take another break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Zarita about how she got her start in the business. I think it's very important to understand where some of the challenges that she faced when she started in this business, if any at all, perhaps some of you might be able to relate, and how she was able to overcome those challenges and still be in the business today since the early 1990s. We'll be right back, right after this commercial break. Everybody, this is Eric Frazier. Please go to thepowerisnow.com website, and there you'll find all of the past shows. In fact, on the menu bar, you'll see radio, and you click on radio, you'll see live show. And in that section of the website, anything that's playing throughout the day will play under live show. If there's a particular show you're looking for that is played some time ago, just go to past shows, and you'll be able to listen to all the past shows, and not quite all of them, but most of the past shows on the Power Is Now. Folks, we've done over 160 shows. Can you believe that? Since August 20th, 2009, The Power Is Now has been bringing great programming every single week. We have The Power Is Now Breaking News, in which we have experts in the field break down the headline news in real estate. We have The Power Is Now Real Estate Resource, where we bring experts in real estate to talk about opportunities in real estate, strategies for real estate professionals, information they can use to grow their business. And then we have the Power Is Now University, which is typically professors, economists, tax experts, anybody who can provide information that we can use in our household or in dealing with financial related challenges or just educating us to make better decisions. The Power Is Now University, it's a great tool for both real estate professionals and consumers. So we have the Power Is Now Breaking News, and we have the Power Is Now Real Estate Resource, and we have the Power Is Now University. Well, lastly, we have the Power Is Now Agent Spotlight. And I tell you, I really enjoy that program. It's because we bring on the very best in the business, top agents come on the show, and they're willing to share all of their secrets, their success, their story, and how they made it to the top. Folks, we have had some great Power Agent Spotlight programs or shows. I encourage you to listen to them right there on The Power Is Now. Thank you for tuning in today on The Power Is Now. Continue to listen and continue to tell others about the great things that are happening on The Power Is Now. Like on us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on ActiveRing. We're all over the social media because we're trying to keep you informed and let you know about great opportunities to learn right here on The Power Is Now and absolutely for free. Thank you for joining us today on The Power Is Now. And we're back. For those of you who are just joining us, we're talking to Zarita Thompson. And we have also on the line some special co-hosts, Jennifer Rogers and Darren Johnson. Folks, we're about to have a great conversation with Zarita. It's going to be fun and it's going to be informative, I promise you. So, Zarita, again, thank you for being on The Power Is Now and sharing with us today your career in real estate.
Thank you, Eric.
Well, thank you again. And I'm curious, Zaretha, about one thing you mentioned in your bio, or that I read in your bio, and that is you own and drive or ride one motorcycle, a Harley Davidson. And the way your bio is written, it appears that you have more than just one Harley Davidson. Tell us about your Harley Davidson career.
Well, Eric, I've been riding Harleys since 2005. I believe in the motto, you work hard, you play hard.
All right.
So I have two Harley Davidsons. I have what they call an Ultra Classic and a Road Glide. They're real big road bikes. You've probably seen them on the road with the big fairings and the saddlebags and all the chrome and the music. I also belong to a women's professional riding club, and we ride all over the United States. Just about 3 months ago, I rode from Sacramento to Phoenix, Arizona, one weekend. The next weekend, we rode from Sacramento to Las Vegas and back. And then the weekend after that, we rode from Sacramento to Los Angeles and back. So that's what I do on my spare time.
Well, I'm impressed. First of all, my wife will not let me buy a motorcycle. She thinks I would kill myself, and she's probably right, but motorcycles are so dangerous. And, you know, for those of you who don't know, Zaretha is this little thing. I don't know. See, how do you handle that hog in the highway? That's a big bike you're riding. Have you ever had an accident?
No, I've never been in an accident. But one thing about riding a motorcycle is that the centrifugal force is what keeps you going. So as long as you have the strength to pick it up off the kickstand, once you get going, it's very, very simple.
My hat's off to you for having a great hobby. I mean, those are long rides you're taking. And I take it that you don't work on the weekends and selling real estate. You're out there riding a Harley.
No, actually, I'm still working. When we have our stops at the various gas stations, I pull my laptop out or I pull my iPad out, and I'm still working.
Now, I'm trying to picture this. You're sitting on your Harley with your laptop, and you're doing a BPO.
Well, maybe not necessarily BPO, but at least I'm responding to my emails.
Wow. So that's really amazing that, you know, with technology today, you can be on a Harley and take an eight-hour ride and still handle your business and deliver the expectations that your corporate clients are requiring of you.
That's modern technology.
Yeah. So let's talk about how you got started in the business. And I think this is important for a lot of people. Many people, you know, are look at real estate as a kind of a fallback plan, not something that you actually set out to do intentionally. I think that it's clear to me that that is not the right strategy if you're going to real estate, because it is a tough business to get started in anyway, right? I mean, talk about your beginning in real estate. How did you get started?
Well, I was encouraged to get into real estate by someone. I actually, shortly after getting married, I was working at a grocery store, and it was a repeat customer of mine that would come in all the time, and he was encouraging me to get my real estate license. And at the time, I did not know that he was one of the most successful retired brokers in Sacramento. And so he encouraged me to get my real estate license. And mind you, at that time, I was in my early 20s. So I was saying to myself, I don't know anything about real estate. But what happened was, is because I'm a little competitive, I always try to be the best and the fastest. I was the fastest cashier at the store, and that was actually to my detriment because I developed carpal tunnel in my wrist. And I had to have surgery. While recuperating from my surgery on my wrist, I signed up for the real estate exam, and here I am 23 years later still in real estate.
Well, that's impressive, the fact that you were so fast at cashiering that you injured yourself. Now, you had to be typing really fast on that cashiering machine to get carpal tunnel. Perhaps it was in God's divine plan for that to be the way to get you out. Now, this was what year? 19 what? Give us an idea.
This was 1990.
1990. Okay. And so was this guy coming in, was he just flirting with you, or was he really serious about you coming to work for him as an agent?
No, he was very serious. He was an older gentleman, probably in his 80s, but he would bring the broker that he sold his company to, he would bring him in my line to recruit me also. So he was very serious.
Well, you know, you bring up an interesting observation, I think, and that is I don't really hear of real estate brokers recruiting in grocery stores anymore, or for that matter, in any other businesses. I think that most brokers are focused on just trying to take agents from other companies that have experience in production and that kind of thing. And of course, this might be the reason why that most brokers are paying out extraordinarily high commissions. I can only imagine taking you from the food industry, the grocery industry, into real estate. You were ready to learn and were happy with the split that they were providing you at that time. Tell us about how you got started and what type of commission split you had. Give us an idea of the environment getting started.
Well, I started on a 50-50 split, and every year I would double my income. So the first year I'd make a certain amount, then that would double, and then that would double. And as my income went up, then my commission splits went up.
So, Zaretha, what did it do to cause your income to double like that, and what kind of support were you receiving to ramp up so quickly?
Well, originally, I started with Century 21, and they have a real good program of training. I started out in the Sweat Hogs program. I don't know if you remember that from a long time ago, but that was a good training program that I was in. I did a lot of networking with my sphere of influence. I was in the Black Ski Club. I was in the Black Golfers Association. I joined all these different associations so that I was able to mingle and network with other folks.
Now, did you learn that, or was that just a natural instinct for you to get involved in all these associations? Were you told to go do that, or how did that come about?
No, it's just a natural instinct because I'm a people person, and I like to do various different things. Like, I like to ski. I like to play golf. I was really into sports, and so that was just something naturally that I did.
So were others in your office following your lead and doing the same thing, or were you the only one that was like a networker to the extraordinary degree?
Well, at that time, I was pretty much the only one that was a networker to the extraordinary degree. I guess I was a busybody.
So let me get this right. You play golf, and you ski, and you ride a motorcycle.
Yep.
What else do you do?
That's about it for now. I think that's enough. Like my mom always says, she doesn't know what I'm going to do next.
Well, it sounds like you're a fun person to hang around with, and being involved in those three areas, motorcycle clubs, golf, and what was the last one?
Ski club.
Ski club. You're definitely surrounding yourself with people that have money, because all of those sports are expensive. Motorcycles, skiing and golfing are all very expensive sports, and I think if you're involved in associations and clubs like that and you're selling real estate, you really are positioning yourself to build relationships and sell business. So how did you get your first transaction? From one of your fellow members of these various clubs, or was it an ad call, a telemarketing lead? How did you get your first
deal? I don't remember exactly where the client came from, but I do remember my first sale. As a new agent, when the contract says it's supposed to close on this date, I literally thought that it would close on that date. And, of course, it didn't. And my clients had their stuff in a moving van, and I had to pay for a hotel for a couple nights. But I was so stressed out with the situation that I grew two small bumps on the base of my neck. So I definitely remember my first transaction.
Wow. So you had to pay out of your own pocket to put them up in hotels, and you grew bumps from stress.
Yes.
Wow. So what was the cause? Why was the transaction late in closing?
I don't remember the details. Like I said, I just remember that portion of it.
You just remember the pain.
This was over, 23 years ago?
Well, I can understand that. We want to keep very challenging memories in the very, very deep crevices of our mind. And the fact that you remember that you had to pay for their two nights in a hotel and then get these bumps. I assume the bumps went away, right? How long did it take?
They did go away eventually.
Now, this was your first transaction. And after going through that, you got paid. How were you feeling? I mean, were you ready? Were you thinking this is it, or was it too much and maybe I should start looking for something else? I mean, were you in? Were you all in? Or were you still kind of feeling your
way through? Oh, I was all in. I mean, real estate is something that I love. I love just being able to help people. I love the way people's kids look at you when they get their own room. They feel like you're Wonder Woman. I mean, I just loved it. It was something that I loved. I was totally in, and it was totally in me.
Outside of the fact that you off work because you had injured yourself, what was it that made you take that leap into real estate? I mean, as opposed to doing something else. I understand the broker was soliciting you to join the company, but I'm sure you had other things in mind. I mean, from your education or maybe from the experiences of your parents. Why real estate as opposed to something else?
It was something that caught my interest, and it was just intriguing to me.
Well, it's a good thing it caught your interest because, again, as you stated earlier, 23 years in the business, you're doing well, and you're making things happen. So tell us more about the experiences that you had. You had your first transaction, which, you know, to have to pay out of your pocket to put someone else up and to develop bumps from stress, that can't be too fun. But you stayed in, you were all in, and you kept pushing forward. What were some other experiences, maybe other victories or other challenges you can recall when you first got started?
I was very fortunate early in my career because my business partner was one of the founding members of the Sacramento Realtors Association, and she was heavily involved, and she got me heavily involved with the Realtist. And it was a Realtist, Vivian Montgomery from L.A., who got us on with Freddie Mac. She actually told me that I was going to sell REOs when I didn't even know what an REO was, and that was in 1991.
Wow. How fortunate you were. Now, you mentioned your business partner. Did you partner up right away when you started in the business, or what was the catalyst to you joining forces with someone? Because most real estate agents just, you know, they start off on their own.
Well, what happened with us is we both were at Century 21. We teamed to get another contract, which was the Fannie Mae contract. And we gelled so well, we worked so well, that we decided to open up our own business. And that's how we became partners in Gorey and Thompson Real Estate.
So you went to work for the broker that had recruited you from the grocery business. How long did you work for him before you partnered up with Ms. Gorey to be partners and then go after other business?
I worked for Century 21 for 6 years, from 1990 to 1996.
So during that period of time, you really established your roots in the business, learned the business, and what was the conversation that led to working together with your business partner? What were you trying to achieve? Was this something brought to you?
She actually owned a barbecue restaurant, so she was well-versed in business. And she was always very business-minded, so she brought the idea to me.
Well, fantastic. Did she throw in some barbecue on the side?
We always had barbecue.
So you went into business with her, and so she was a business owner as well as a real estate agent.
Yes.
That's really fortunate, again, for you to be in that environment, to have someone kind of take you under their wings and show you business as well as engage you as a partner in real estate. So tell me about that partnership. It led to a meeting or introduction because of Ms. Montgomery to Freddie Mac or Fannie Mae. Which came first?
Well, Fannie Mae. Well, we got them both in the same year.
Oh, really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So with the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac account, did you have any experience prior to getting it to doing REO?
Yes, it did. I had a very good beginning in real estate, and I think later on in the show we're going to talk about my obstacles and the things that I've had to overcome that came a little bit later, and I think that's going to be in the second segment.
You're absolutely right. And before we head there, I just want to talk about how important would you say mentorship is, because it seems like that is a reoccurring theme here. You had a business partner that mentored you. You had Ms. Montgomery that mentored you. You had a broker that pursued you and helped you. How important is mentoring in real estate, do you think?
It's so important. It's pretty much made my whole career, and I feel very fortunate and very lucky to have folks in my life that have guided me, especially when you're young and you don't know about business and just learning the business. It really, really helped me. They're like my guardian angels.
Well, there you have it, folks. First segment, the beginning of the career as Aretha Thompson. We're going to be back after this commercial break. Hang in there with us as we move into tactics and strategies and how she was able to overcome some of the obstacles that she ran into. We'll be right back, right after this commercial break. Hello, everybody. This is Eric Lawrence Frazier, host and executive producer of The Power Is Now online radio. Thank you for listening online and by telephone today to our program. In addition to being the host and executive producer of this show, I am also a mortgage banking professional, a production manager for Prime Lending, federal NMLS number 46. 1-807. I specialize in purchase transactions of all types. If you are a first-time homebuyer or investor, I can help you. If you need an FHA, VA, or a conventional loan, or any of the three types of loans in connection with a down payment assistance program, I can help you. It doesn't matter, folks. I love working on purchase transactions. The more complicated they are, the more excited I get. If your client is not sure if they're ready to buy, or if they want to know what they need to do to get ready to buy, have them contact me if you are a real estate professional. Of course, if you are a buyer, a consumer, and you're looking to buy a home, please call me directly. I will be happy to give you great advice and instruction for free. It's what I do, and I love what I do. Please consider me on your next transaction because I am very serious, a highly educated mortgage banking professional with 31 years of frontline experience, folks. I have not been sitting in an ivory tower, but on the front line, working in the field, looking at transactions and solving every problem with loans that can develop on any transaction. If you are a buyer, thank you for listening to the Power Is Now online radio. If you need a trusted and experienced advisor, pick up the phone and call me or email me. My information is on thepowerisnow.com and thedoitnowteam.com. On thedoitnowteam.com, you can apply online to obtain a pre-approval for a home loan. And if you're not able to apply online, your application can be taken over the phone. And we are able to lend in most states, not all 50 states, but just about. If you need a real estate agent, please call me. Let me, as your trusted advisor, recommend someone that I know and have checked out and will endorse. I will make sure you are served properly, and I want to hear from you if they are not exceeding your expectations. Finally, folks, if you are a real estate professional, thank you also for listening to The Power Is Now. If every transaction is important to you and your reputation is important to you, then it is imperative that you put your transaction in the capable hands of an experienced mortgage banking professional. If not me, someone like me. If you have been around long enough, then you already know what I'm saying is true. It's not interest rates or fees or even the company, because they're all the same and very close to each other in both interest rates and costs. Today, it's about experience, education, and professionalism, and I think that he has given me all three. Please contact me here at The Power Is Now at 1-800-261-1634, extension 703, or by email at eric.frazier@thepowerisnow.com. If you need a pre-approval or to consult with me about a transaction, please email me or call me and put my 31 years of experience to work for you. Prime Lending, a nationwide bank. You can reach me directly at Prime Lending at 800-261-1634, extension 703. Again, my federal NMLS number is 461-807. If you're out of the area, go to primelending.com and locate a mortgage consultant in your area and tell them The Power Is Now sent you, or you can contact me because I can lend in most states. Thank you in advance for contacting me and considering me on your next transaction. Thank you for tuning in each week, every week, on The Power Is Now. Remember, the power is now. We are at our best, and we maximize our success when we act now. Act now and call me. And we're back. For those of you who are just joining us, we're on the line with Zaretha Thompson. And so far, we've learned a lot about how she got her start in this business, being recruited from the grocery business, ruining her hand because she was the fastest checker on the face of the earth, getting carpal tunnel syndrome, coming into the business, being the top producer right away, joining multiple clubs and organizations, leveraging her skill as a top-rated skier and golfer and motorcycle rider, leveraging all those relationships to build her business, and here she is today, 23 years later, but it hasn't all been easy. There have been some challenges, and we're going to talk about that in just a few minutes. Before we go any further with Zaretha, I'm going to ask our VIP co-host to share their thoughts or questions about the interview so far. So let's start with Jennifer Rogers. Jennifer, do you have a question or comment about what we've learned so far about Zaretha Thompson's career?
Wow, Eric and Zaretha, I'm completely blown away, actually. I do not have a question, but I have learned a ton from you, Zaretha, on the fact that your broker is an active recruiter. He's not just somebody who goes around poaching agents from another office. I love the way you have positioned yourself to do business with high net worth clients. You know, you've set yourself into groups that network, and obviously the high net worth will bring you that category of business. And I also believe that your recruiter, your mentor, your partner, regardless of the product you were selling, saw something in you. Whether you were bagging, whether you were on that registered checkout in the grocery store, it was your obvious acumen, the obvious energy and passion you put into that that made them go after you so virily. And I just take my hat off to you. Job well done.
Thank you so much, Jennifer.
Wow, Jennifer, I think I should turn the hosting over to you. That was fantastic and great feedback. And you make some great points. He did obviously see something in Zaretha. And I guess that's the challenge in finding talented people, is being able to see in them what perhaps they can't see themselves. And that's what your broker saw in you, Zaretha. He saw something in you that perhaps you didn't even know existed. And then you make a great point, too, about the high net worth. You know, it costs a lot of money to play golf, to be a motorcyclist, and also to be involved in skiing. I mean, those are very expensive sports. And you don't see too many African Americans actually involved, although there is a number of black ski clubs and black motorcycle riders. I would say it's a very small percentage as a whole when you look at those sports, you know, as a whole. And it does take money. Would you say how much of your business, Zaretha, came from those associations?
Well, I can't, you know, throughout the years I've been involved, so many years, I really can't say in volume, but I know that I get a lot of referrals from my various clubs that I'm in.
Well, that's great. Darren, do you have a comment or question for Zaretha?
Actually, I find it kind of exciting that you do all those things. I myself is a golfer. I love golfing. I used to ride a motorcycle. I don't ride anymore because you have to watch out for the other guy too often these days. And the story of you being picked up in the grocery store, recruited in the grocery store to get into real estate, that's pretty interesting, because we need to be able to recruit people like they did you at a younger age in real estate, especially African Americans. We don't have a lot of recruitment in that age range. Real estate. The younger people need to understand that there is other things to do than just go to college, when you can have a great career after college in real estate also. So that's great. And I wanted to ask you, how do you compare? You started out doing the traditional real estate, and you talked about stressful sale that you had. And she had other stressful moments that might have been at your peak. How do you compare the stress from the traditional market to the stress in the REO market today?
Great question.
Well, there's stresses in both, actually. Right now, in the regular retail real estate, working with buyers, especially in areas like California where there's no inventory and we're getting, you know, 25 offers on one property, it can be stressful for the selling agents and it can be discouraging. But they have to keep moving because people are still selling properties. No matter what market it is, people are still selling properties. And then there's stress in the REO arena also, because you have so much responsibility, you know, from the banks, and you have to keep up with the properties, do your inspections. There's stresses in both, actually.
Yes, there is. I don't have a lot of traditional here in the Detroit area, but in my Houston area, I do have a lot of traditional that's going on there, because Texas market wasn't hit as hard. But I find in the Detroit, you know, market, my REO stress level is very high. You know, at any given time, I'm holding 125 to 150 properties and trying to meet those needs. We have a redemption period. Do you have a redemption period in your area?
Not in
California.
Not in California.
Now in California, okay, so lucky you. We don't have that in Texas, but in Michigan we have a 6-month redemption period. It can be good in some ways and bad in another. So thank you.
Thank you, Darren, for your questions and your comments. Zaretha, stress is in both sides of the business. You just have to deal with it, right? Stress is part of everyday life, and it's certainly part of either doing REOs or traditional sales. Although I will admit that Darren, with 150 assets, that is a lot of stress. That is a lot of stress. So
that's a good stress.
If it is good stress, you know, I know a lot of agents who would love to have that stress. Am I right about that?
I'm not complaining here. I'm very grateful.
I'm sure you're not. So, Zaretha, before we go back into the outline here, we're going to talk about tactics and strategies. Share with us some of the challenges that you faced in your start of the business. And I know there was one particular event that was significant in your business.
Yes. One of the biggest obstacles that I had to overcome was the death of my partner. It's one of those things that we tell ourselves, you know, we never think that that would happen to us in a million years. And at that time, I was not prepared for it. So when I tell my story about what happened, I just like to tell my story so that folks know what they can do to get prepared. So the day we opened up our office together, Gorey & Thompson Real Estate, in 1996, the day we opened, my partner was diagnosed with cancer that very same day.
Wow.
And that was a hurdle that we had to overcome. She wasn't able to come to the office, and I worked 24/7. It was just me and her. And then she went into remission, but it came back, and she passed away 2 years later. But I wanted to give one example of what had happened while she was in the hospital. And, you know, at that time, she was like my best friend. And so it's hard to bring up business stuff when someone's on their deathbed. But she actually called me. It was a Friday. She called me on Friday morning, and she said, "We need to get something in writing about this business because I'm not going to make it." So imagine me running around on a Friday trying to find an attorney to drop some paperwork at the ninth hour because we weren't prepared for this scenario. Also, I didn't have my broker's license. So she didn't pass away that weekend, but she kept telling me that she was going to hold on until I got my broker's license because she was the broker of record. So I took the exam on a Wednesday. I found out I passed the next day, and she died the very next day.
You are kidding me.
No.
Wow.
So like I said when I began this, you know, it's something that you never think would happen to you in a million years. So I always tell people to prepare for the worst case scenario. Get your business in order. If you have a partnership or you have a partner, number one, you need to have a buy-sell agreement drawn up. You don't want to wait until it's time that you have to have one. You need to have that ahead of time. Number two, you should have a life insurance policy on your partners. It can be used to keep the company going or to pay the heirs. Number three, you need to have a disaster relief manual with all the codes, all the contacts with the companies that you deal with, the email addresses, and you also need to have a list of responsibilities so that if a partner is not there, they're sick, they may have had surgery, there could be an earthquake, a hurricane, you have a list of responsibilities of who's to do what in their absence. And number four, like in my situation, you need to have a backup broker. You may not have a broker in your office, but you may want to talk to one of your colleagues and have an understanding that, hey, if something happens, will you step in on the interim to take care of the business until that person comes back or everything gets in order? And then the fifth thing that's very, very important is to cross-train. Cross-train your staff and cross-train your partner. Because at that time, I was the one that was going out and doing the hobnobbing and going to the conferences. And I was like the front person, and she was the one that did the paperwork. Well, when she passed away, I didn't know what paperwork to do because we didn't cross-train. I wasn't cross-trained to do that paperwork. So these are just some of the things that, you know, I wanted to bring out just in case someone else is in my situation, they can, you know, prepare for the worst.
Well, Zaretha, thank you so much for sharing that with us. And I feel like we need to review because it's, number one, it's shocking, the whole situation, the fact that you had to deal with this so early on in the partnership. The day that you opened up your business as a partner, she was diagnosed with cancer. that alone must have just been a very challenging, you know, event because, you know, you're just getting started. The fact that she went into remission probably gave you hope that this thing would, you know, you guys would be able to move forward and do some great things together, only for her then to get sick again and then to have those very tough conversations with you about the business. I can't even imagine what that was like when you went to the hospital. There, you're concerned about her health and her well-being and her family, and she wants to talk about the business.
You know, it was a very trying time, but that just is a tribute to the type of woman that she was. That even though she was sitting on her deathbed, she was thinking about me. She was thinking about what we built. And, you know, I get a lot of strength from that. That's one of the reasons, like I said in my bio, that I kept the company name because it was incorporated.
Right.
But it's also a tribute to her. So whenever I win awards and, you know, I get accolades, I always dedicate it to her because it was because of her that I'm still in business.
Wow, that's fantastic. That's a tribute to you and the kind of person you are. And what a life lesson. Oh, my goodness. You know, certain things you just can't go to school and learn, or if you did, you'd forget about them as soon as you get your diploma or degree. And some of the life lessons you've learned here was the importance of setting up a corporation correctly and having buy-sell agreements or shareholder agreements and having key man insurance in case something happens and having a backup broker with an understanding of commissions and cross-selling your staff and cross-selling each other on what each other's roles are and having a disaster recovery plan, you know. Those things are like very fundamental, aren't they? I mean, it's something that every single business, whether you are doing 10 deals a year or 10,000 deals a year, it doesn't matter. If you're a corporation and you have people that are relying on you in any respect, even as individual or in a partnership, you have to have these things in place. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
You were able to survive this. You were able to continue moving forward. Did you get another partner, or you just kind of hung in there on your own? What happened after her death and you moved forward? What happened?
No, I didn't get another partner. I just carried on. I did give my sister, who's my office manager, she's been with me for almost 17 years. I did give her part of the company, so she has shares also.
So it's a family business then now. And
yes.
But in your mind, it's always been a family because she took you under her wing as a sister or a mother, right? I mean, and
yes.
Help you make the business what it is today. Wow, that's a great segment, folks. I almost want to go to a commercial break, but we're not. We're going to move forward and talk about your company. In fact, you just mentioned your sister, who's been with you 17 years. Tell us about your tactics and strategies for success. How are you making it happen? Tell us about your team. Give us an idea of the business.
Okay, well, my team is comprised of 10 folks, including myself. I have my office manager, who's my sister. I have an escrow coordinator. I have a listing coordinator, marketing coordinator, and an offer coordinator. So that's pretty much the REO team. And then I have four other agents who also list and sell REOs, but also they are cross-trained to be buyer's agents. So they're part of the retail side. So that's part of being flexible. So when the REO inventory is down, then they know to get out and work with buyers. I have a full-time field inspector who goes to all the properties. And out of the 10 folks that work for me, 8 are licensed. And like I said, everyone is cross-trained. So I learned my lesson early on. I had an offer coordinator go to the hospital on a routine visit, and she fell and broke her ankle. And so that's why I make sure that everyone in my office is cross-trained.
Well, that's fantastic that everybody is cross-trained and that you can provide consistent service and fast responses to your corporate clients and, you know, whoever might be looking for information, everybody's able to step up and cover the other person. Talk about the fact that these people have been with you so long. What are you doing to keep them there? You know, turnover is high in real estate companies.
Well, we try to come up with innovative ways to give bonuses to our staff. So we came up with this thing called the Gorian Thompson Amazing Race. And everyone has a $500 limit. This is at the end of the year, towards the holidays. We take them to Kohl's, and they can spend up to $250, but it's only for their family. They can't buy anything for themselves. So they're running around Kohl's, and they have a certain amount of time, and they bring all their stuff up, and we ring it up. And then we take them to Macy's, and they get to spend $200 on themselves, and it can only be work clothes. So only work-related items, no tennis shoes, no warm-up suits, no T-shirts, you know, something to help them dress for success. And then with the other $50, normally we'll have them buy a bottle of perfume or some cologne or something to make them smell good.
Well, that's interesting. Is that keeping them there?
Oh, yeah. And then one year they all got iPads, so they were happy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's great that you reward them in creative ways. Talk about some of the strategies. I see a strategy already in the way your office is set up. You have a full-time field person. You have an escrow coordinator. You have a transaction coordinator. You have an offer coordinator. I'm not sure it's a transaction coordinator and an offer coordinator the same thing.
No, I meant to say escrow coordinator. I'm sorry.
So you have it. Okay.
Not transaction, escrow coordinator.
Okay, transaction, and she's a transaction.
We have escrow, listing, marketing, and offer.
Okay, all right. And those are three or four, actually, full-time positions, right?
Yes.
So tell us about your volume of business that you're doing to support a team like this. What does one have to close every month to?
Well, in 2011, we closed 437 properties with a volume of $468 million. And last year was a lot slower. We closed 249 transactions with $35,413,000.
Well, that's still very successful by any standard. Congratulations on two great years. And I think that with a 50% reduction in business, still closing well over 200 transactions, that is outstanding, Zaretha. Outstanding.
Thank you.
So on your team, this will be a great opportunity, too, to recognize some of the members on your team who you think are just, like, irreplaceable. I know all of them are irreplaceable. Who would you say, though, kind of stands out as a team leader and producer on your team? Talk about this person for a minute on the Powers Now.
Well, as far as the buyer's agent, I would say that Darlene Graham is outstanding. She, if you give her a lead, she's going to come back with the sale. She is my go-to selling agent person, and she's very, very thorough. She is more thorough than I am. And another person that I would like to recognize is my sister, who's the office manager, Juanita Lewis. And like I said before, she's been with me almost 17 years, and she is outstanding.
Well, thank you for sharing the success of your team, the volume that you do, and I'm curious to learn now what the future looks like for you. So, folks, when we come back from our commercial break, we're going to start with the future. You know, what are Zaretha's plans for the future, and what are some of the things she's putting in place to ensure that she has a great future, a great 2013 and beyond? We'll be right back right after this commercial break. Hello, everybody. This is Eric Frazier. I just want to take a minute to tell you about the great things that are happening on The Powers Now. Did you know that The Powers Now has programming that takes place every single day? That's right. Every single day, there's a show playing on The Powers Now. And not just one show, but shows throughout the day, every single day. There's an 8 o'clock show and a 10 o'clock show. There's a 12 o'clock show, a 3 o'clock and a 5 o'clock show. We even have a 7 o'clock show every single day, folks. You can catch some great information right here on The Powers Now. Just go to thepowersnow.com and click under live show. You'll see whatever's playing at that time, you'll hear it right there on The Powers Now. Whatever's playing, throughout the day will be on the live show. And if there's a particular show you want to listen to, just go to the past shows or to the Power Agent Spotlight or the Real Estate Resource or the Power Is Now Breaking News. Folks, the Power Is Now is just jam-packed with great information for real estate professionals and consumers. And I want to encourage you to tune in every day and listen to all the shows. There are over 160 shows that have been recorded on the Power Is Now all about real estate, empowering real estate agents with information, empowering consumers with information, information that is relevant, information that is current, information that they can use. The Power Is Now. Remember, we are at our best and we maximize our success when we act now. That's what the Power Is Now is all about. And that's why we have this information playing every single day on the Power Is Now radio. Please go to thepowerisnow.com and like on us. In fact, go to LinkedIn and connect with me, Eric Frazier, and The Power Is Now. We're also on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter. We're all over the social media. And of course, on Facebook, you could even listen to our podcast on Facebook because we make sure that we notify those of you who are following us on Facebook every week with the upcoming shows. Well, that's it for now. We hope you'll continue to listen to The Power Is Now and tell others about it. Thank you for listening today on The Power Is Now. And we're back. For those of you who are just joining us, we're on the phone with Zaretha Thompson, top producer, folks, top producer, out there in Sacramento, California, doing an incredible job, has an awesome team that's making it happen for her every single day. And we have been learning, folks, we've been learning how to, you know, not only get started in the business, how to network and, you know, build a team of people around you to help do your business, to cross-train those people, how to deal with adversity when your partner dies and some of the things you need to have in place in case something happens to you or to your partner. This has really been a very educational and informative show, and I told Zaretha that I am confident. At the very beginning of the show, I said, you're going to help somebody today. You're really going to have an impact on people today. And Zaretha, you have already, and we are about three-quarters way through the show. We're now at the point where we're going to talk about a little bit more about some of the strategies you're employing, and then what do you plan to do for the future? We're still in January. It's not over yet. Just a few days to go, and we're into February, so we need to get going for those of us who are maybe slow in getting started with our plans. But tell us a little bit more, Zaretha, about some of the strategies and things that you're implementing right now, and what are your plans for the future?
Well, one of the things that I want to develop is really to diversify my business. With the reduction of REOs, I'm looking to develop multiple pillars of income, so different types of income. Some of the things that I've come up with is to develop my retail side a little bit more, do fee BPOs. You know, some people don't want to do BPOs, but there are brokers out there making $10,000, $20,000 a month making a business out of doing fee BPOs. I also want to get into property management. I've already got certified, so I'm getting to that. We're doing more short sales. You know, they're saying that's the wave of the future, so we've been doing short sales. Another thing is commercial real estate, the leasing portion of it. I have a friend who I've teamed up with, and it's important to develop teams with folks, but he just sold a huge commercial property to one of his investors, and we have an opportunity to be the leasing agent. But that's a big learning curve, and that's something that I'm going hot and heavy on right now. I'm even thinking about getting my CCIM. So that's something I'm working on. I also want to represent investors and myself in buying non-performing loans. That's a huge hot topic right now. So those are some of the things. And really, just going back to basics on some things, going old school, tapping into my old database, which I haven't done in a very long time. So that's something that I have in the works also.
Now, what are some of the strategies you're going to put in place to mine all those opportunities? Are you going to hire someone? Are you going to purchase a marketing system? Are you going to leverage social media? Are you going to create a direct mail campaign? What are some of the things that you're thinking about doing to execute on some of the goals that you have?
Well, that's a good question. I belong to the NRBA, and they have a really good platform called the REO system. And so I'm actually changing or switching over my whole database, because I'm currently on eBrokerHouse, but I'm going to switch my whole database over to the Real system. It has a platform for all of this, property management, short sales, commercial real estate. So I'm changing my database so that I can encompass all these different areas. It includes buying the non-performing loans. Those are all going to be on the Real system. And so that's just one of the things that I'm doing. Another thing that I forgot to mention, Eric, also, is I just got my Women Business Enterprise, my WEBE certification, which is going to help me further my company with, you know, various companies where that's required. I'm also going after my 8A government certification and my 8M government certification. So those are some of the things that I think, especially if there's a lot of women-owned businesses out there, that they need those certifications in order to compete.
Well, congratulations on having a clear vision as to what you need to do on the certifications that you need to obtain. And just in reading your bio earlier on, folks, you see that she already has quite a few certifications. You've invested thousands of dollars in certifications, and now to get additional certifications to further position yourself is just further example of your business acumen and your wisdom in trying to position yourself for the future. Zaretha, I want to take a moment here and ask my VIP co-host to have comment about some of the things you've said already and also to ask a question. We're going to start this time with Darren. Darren, what you've heard so far in terms of her strategies and what she plans to implement in the future, share us your comments and any questions you have for special speaker today.
First of all, I'd like to congratulate you on being strong and being able to continue the business on after your best friend passed away and went to a better place. I want to congratulate you on that. It had to be hard and tough. And I also want to congratulate you on having such a successful business and be able to move forward. And I think what you're doing with your team, I think the way you're implementing things within your team, especially the part of cross-training, is very, very, very important. A lot of people don't realize that, but I was in that situation once too, and I like to kill myself trying to do everybody's job or someone else's job. So that's great. I think it's amazing where you've come, how far you've come from. I want to say you should keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You know, also, I'm going to get in touch with you because I'm hiring a guy to do my A for me. But did you mention an 820?
Oh, 8M.
8M. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I need to call you and be enlightened about that one.
Well, those are great things to have. We'll have her expand on that now. We're gonna have everybody take part of this, Darren.
Okay, so we'll have her elaborate on
those two certifications in just a minute. Jennifer, did you have any questions for Zaretha or any comments?
I did. Thanks, Eric, for asking. But I also want to just commiserate with you. I was so choked when you were talking about your partner. I'm glad I didn't have to speak after you. that was a very moving event. I just have two questions. Why aren't you recruiting more retail buyer's agents? And my second question would be, if you were doing less volume, let's just say you're doing a quarter of the volume you're doing, or you were restarting over, which assistant would you hire into your team first?
Okay, the first question was, why am I not recruiting
small buyer's agents?
Buyer's agents. Okay, that is something that I am considering for the future. That's something I just went to the NRBA seminar, and they did a big seminar and did the numbers on buyer's agents, and it looked very appealing. So that is something that I am considering. And the second question was?
Yeah, if you were going to start over and let's say you're closing 100 deals a year, you're just new and you're starting, who would you hire? What type of assistance would you hire if you could only hire one person?
If I could hire one person, it probably would be, out of the ones that I have, would probably be a listing coordinator, because a listing coordinator would be licensed, could also still do the offers, and you can teach them to do the marketing. So I probably would say a listing coordinator.
Awesome. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure a lot of people who aren't doing the volume get stuck when their volume increases, but it's kind of difficult to make that decision. So I totally appreciate your answer in that.
No problem.
Asking the question. Thank you.
Thank you, Jennifer, for some great questions and comments. And you also, Darren. I appreciate you guys being VIP co-hosts with me today as we engage Sarita Thompson. Sarita, before we go to our final commercial break, could you summarize for us again all the certifications that you are working on right now to better position yourself in the market for the opportunities that are coming? We know there are many new opportunities that are coming. Tell us exactly the certifications that you are pursuing right now to further position yourself in the marketplace.
Okay, Eric. Well, like I said, I just got my WBE, which is the Women's Business Enterprise Certification, and I'm going to be working on getting my 8A and my 8M, as in Mary, government certification. For my WBE, there is a lot of paperwork that is required. You have to get your business in order. I had to have my tax returns. You have to have your articles of incorporation, your minutes from your first meeting, your minutes from your last meeting, your bylaws. There's just a lot of paperwork that has to be gathered. But the good thing about it is once you've gathered that paperwork, then the process, it doesn't take that long. And then you can submit that paperwork for your next certification and your next certification, and it makes it a lot easier after that.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us, Sarita. Folks, there is a lot that we need to do if we want to position our business to be successful in 2013. We need to get our certifications. We need to get our team together. We need to cross-train. We need to be prepared for disasters. This is a lot to do, and you need a mentor. You need someone to help you, to advise you, and to guide you on all these things, and that's why this show, this program is so important, the Power Agent Spotlight, bringing leaders and people who are making it happen like Sarita to freely share their information. I mean, folks are paying thousands of dollars traveling all over the country to hear other agents talk about these very things, and you're getting it free right here on The Power Is Now. When we come back from our commercial break, we're going to have Sarita share her final thoughts, advice, and words of encouragement to those of you who are just getting started, to those of you who perhaps are ready to give up, to those of you who are successful but you're trying to go to the next level and you're running into that wall. And finally, for those agents who are like Sarita out there that might be listening to this call, how are you giving back to the real estate community, to the community at large? We'll be right back right after this commercial break. Everybody, this is Eric Frazier. Please go to thepowerisnow.com website, and there you'll find all of the past shows. In fact, on the menu bar, you'll see radio, and you click on radio, you'll see live show. And in that section of the website, anything that's playing throughout the day will play under live show. If there's a particular show you're looking for that is played some time ago, just go to past shows, and you'll be able to listen to all the past shows, and not quite all of them, but most of the past shows on The Power Is Now. Folks, we've done over 160 shows. Can you believe that? Since August 20th, 2009, The Power Is Now has been bringing great programming every single week. We have The Power Is Now Breaking News, in which we have experts in the field break down the headline news in real estate. We have The Power Is Now Real Estate Resource, where we bring experts in real estate to talk about opportunities in real estate, strategies for real estate professionals, information they can use to grow their business. And then we have The Power Is Now University, which is typically professors, economists, tax experts, anybody who can provide information that we can use in our household or in dealing with financial-related challenges or just educating us to make better decisions. The Power Is Now University. It's a great tool for both real estate professionals and consumers. So we have The Power Is Now Breaking News, and we have The Power Is Now Real Estate Resource, and we have The Power Is Now University. Well, lastly, we have The Power Is Now Agent Spotlight. And I tell you, I really enjoy that program. It's because we bring on the very best in the business. Top agents come on the show, and they're willing to share all of their secrets, their success, their story, and how they made it to the top. Folks, We have had some great Power Agent Spotlight programs or shows. I encourage you to listen to them right there on the Powerist Now. Thank you for tuning in today on the Powerist Now. Continue to listen and continue to tell others about the great things that are happening on the Powerist Now. Like on us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on ActiveRing. We're all over the social media because we're trying to keep you informed and let you know about great opportunities to learn right here on the Powerist Now and absolutely for free. Thank you for joining us today on the Powerist Now. And we're back. Thank you for joining us. We're talking to Zaretha Thompson, expert, top producer, wise businesswoman. Making it happen, folks. I've been impressed by all that I've learned here today, and I know I speak for my VIP co-host. I'm thankful for Jennifer Rogers and Darren Johnson for taking time today to help me in interviewing Zaretha Thompson. This has really been a very powerful discussion and motivational and inspirational as well. Zaretha, thank you for being a leader and for being an inspiration to many people in the community, in the NAREP family, and even in your own office.
Thank you so much, Eric. I really appreciate that.
Well, again, it's my pleasure. We're going to end this show now, Zaretha, with you sharing, you know, your thoughts as to what agents need to do, your advice and words of encouragement to agents who are listening to this call today.
Well, there are a couple things to some of the new agents who are just getting started. We talked earlier about trying to find a mentor. I had various mentors throughout my career, and it would be very good if you could find a mentor. Also, you need to network. Network with other groups besides groups that are in real estate. That's something that can be done easily. For those of you that are seasoned and maybe have hit a wall, you know, it's a mindset. You have to change your mindset because real estate is changing. And there are things that you don't want to do that you maybe have not had to do. Like, let's take, for instance, an open house. I haven't done an open house in I don't know how many years. Well, a couple months ago, I did an open house, and it just totally changed my idea about open houses. I got there about 10 minutes early. I thought I was early, but there was a line of people waiting outside for me. And I actually thought that I was going to be reading a book on my iPad, working on the computer, and I had about 100 people come through the open house. So sometimes you have to change your mindset. You have to stay focused, make a list every day of things that you have to accomplish. Those are just some of the things. Get involved in the community. A lot of times you don't know what's going to happen when you get involved in the community. One time in my career, I was part of the educational staff at the county jail. And people laughed at me. Why are you going to the jail? Why are you teaching those people about home buying? But I actually sold 10 houses, not to the people that were in jail, but to the sheriffs and the deputies and the people that saw me giving back to the community.
Get out of here. You got to be kidding me.
Nope.
Wow. Talk about outside the box. Come on now. That's great.
It actually happened.
That is great.
So that's pretty much the advice that I have. You know, the market fluctuates, the market changes, it's cyclical, it goes up, it goes down. We just have to go with the flow. We have to be prepared. And like I said, think outside the box.
Thank you, Zaretha, for your wisdom, for the great advice, and just for sharing all of your experiences. I know I speak on behalf of the Power Is Now audience, real estate agents nationwide, and consumers who are listening to this show. I know they have been moved by this discussion. They've been educated. You don't have to be just in the real estate business to learn from you today. You can be in any business to learn from you today on the things you need to put in place today. And I take my hat off to you for the great job that you're doing and for taking time again out of your schedule to share with us today. Darren and Jennifer, I appreciate you both again for taking time to be a part of this show today, my VIP co-host. Jennifer, final word.
Just amazed. I can't even find that final word. Zaretha, you've inspired me. You've motivated me. You've renewed my energy in my industry that I love dearly, and I will definitely be in touch with you, and I will be following your footsteps.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much, Jennifer.
Darren.
Yes, I was enlightened. And you're right. Real estate is changing rapidly, and we have to change with the time. And doing open houses, getting back into those things, it just brings the real estate back to life. And that's why I enjoy it so much. This has been a pleasure being on the call, on the radio with you guys. I hope to do it again sometime. And I'll see you at a conference, I'm sure.
Okay. Hey, thank you, Darren.
Well, Darren, you will be invited back, and so will you, Jennifer. And folks, you know, if you're looking for a real estate agent, I want to encourage you to consider the VIP agents on The Power Is Now. Just go to thepowerisnow.com and click on the link, VIP agents, and there you'll find real estate agents across the country. Now, my goal is to fill that map up with real estate agents in every single state who I personally endorse. And what that means is that I know these people, and I know they're going to do a fantastic job for you, whether you are wanting to buy a home for the first time or your move-up home for your second or third time, whether you are an investor and you want to buy a bulk of properties. Whether you are, what else could you be? You could be a first-time buyer, an investor, or you are someone who wants to sell their home. Either case, the agents on the VIP agent list there on thepowerisnow.com are ready and waiting for your call. Please give them a call. If you're in Sacramento, please reach out to Zaretha Thompson. As you can see, she's more than qualified to be able to assist you in whatever your needs might be. And I'm confident she's going to do a fantastic job for you. If you're in Detroit, Michigan, or Houston, Texas, please seek out Darren Johnson. And if you're in good old Orange County, Irvine, Jennifer Rogers, she can help you with selling property, buying property, or even selling and buying businesses. Jennifer Rogers and her team does it all. Thank you again, Zaretha, for joining us today on the Power Agent Spotlight. You are now in a list of very influential agents that have been on this show that have shared their experiences, and I'm glad to count you as a VIP agent on The Power Is Now.
Eric, I just want to thank you for your wonderful show. It has a lot of good information, and it's very inspiring. I just want to thank you for allowing me to be on the show, and it was a privilege and an honor.
Well, thank you, Zaretha. Well, folks, this is a wrap of the Power Agent Spotlight. Please go on and grab the link and send it to everybody you know, especially someone who doesn't know about The Power Is Now. Let them know about The Power Is Now program, the Power Agent Spotlight, the Power Is Now Real Estate Resource, Power Is Now University. There's many shows on the Power Is Now online radio that you can benefit from as a consumer or as a real estate professional. Grab the link and send it out to them. Let them know about the Power Is Now. Please like on us on Facebook. Be happy to communicate with you and to continue to share information that I'm learning from these incredible agents. Thank you for joining us today on The Power Is Now. This show would not be possible without The Power Is Now team. I want to thank Deidre Davey, my relationship manager, who helps to keep this show going from the radio to booking the programs. I don't know what I would do without Deidre Davey. Also, Slavi Pekoff, our sound engineer. He's the one that takes care of the audio and does the best he can with what we give him in producing these great shows. All the audio engineering is done by Slavi Pekoff. I want to thank Sadip Royale, who does our flyers. Those are great flyers that we send out to you guys. We hope you're passing them on to others. And of course, Goldie Ponce, who maintains our website. Folks, we're getting ready to launch a brand new website in just a few days. You're going to be blown away. It's going to have all the information you need in regard to real estate and in regard to learning about real estate and taking advantage of opportunities in real estate. All of it will be available for you on thepowerisnow.com. Well, again, thank you for joining us today on The Power Is Now. Have an awesome day. Remember, the power is now. We are at our best, and we maximize our success when we act now. Thank you for joining us today.